range.
The range.
Right.
And the things that you put your feet in when you're running.
Stirrup.
Is there anything in particular you call, say you had two horses hitched to a wagon? Is there anything special that you call the horse on the left?
He's on the off side, and on the right, mm-hmm. It'd be on the lead side.
On the lead side. What about if something isn't right near at hand, you might say it's just a little, if it's not right near, it's just a little further.
Just a little further,
okay. Well, what about if something is real common, you know, you can, you don't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say that, oh, you can find that just
most
about
anywhere.
Anywhere, okay. Or if, say if somebody slipped down in your front yard and he fell that way, you'd say he fell
on his back.
Or he fell back?
Backwards.
If he fell that way, he fell
even farther.
Okay. And what about if you went fishing and you didn't have any luck at all? Somebody asked you whether you caught any fish and you might say, No,
I didn't get them this time.
You ever hear people around here say, no, I didn't catch nary one?
Yeah, that's right, because nary one.
But what about if a little child is crying, and you ask him, well, why are you crying? He might say, well, a friend of mine had some candy he was eating, and he wouldn't give me.
Yeah, it wouldn't give me, it wouldn't let me have any.
Okay. What about,
yes?
We were talking about plowing a minute ago. What do you call those trenches that are cut out by
fur?
Those are fur. And if you have a real good yield from your land, you'd say you raised a big,
nice big crop.
Nice one then. All right. Let's say you had a piece of land with a lot of bushes and trees on it, and you wanted to use that land. You'd say you'd have to do
have it cleared.
And clear. Is there anything that you call a piece of land that's just been cleared?
New ground.
Call that new ground. Okay. Well, what about if you have some, if you just cut some hay off a field or some grass or alfalfa or something, and if when it comes back up right again, you call that the what?
The, I guess it'd be a second crop.
Second crop.
Right.
Well, what about if, what if something comes up that you didn't plant? Is there anything that you call that?
You call that, I don't know. I guess you have to call it, volunteer.
Volunteer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about after you cut your wheat? Sometimes you might, tied up into a
bundles.
Mm-hmm. Is that called anything other than that? You say you're doing what to your wheat?
The bundles of wheat, you tie them up, and then you shock it in the field. See, mm-hmm. Back now, but we used to when we were days wheat, you'd shock it in the field. But now the wheat, you combine it, and it's ready to go to mill.
Oh yeah,
for the market.
Talking about horses, what is that grain that you feed the horses?
Corn.
Or you could feed them.
You can feed them corn or hay. No. Regular horse feed. It's mixed feed.
Does that have oats in it?
Oats,
something like that.
Oats, yeah. Feed them oats.
What do you say you have to do to the oats? You know, when you're beating them. To separate?
That's to beat the head, the seed off the oats. Mm-hmm.
Do people call that
thrashing
oats?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about